7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, let's get this going. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, hello, my name is Tobe. And I'm a little slow again today, a little wobbly on my feet. This is just gonna be how it is now. This is how my life is. This is what it's all about. So I'm standing here waiting for my tea to reheat. So I'm looking out the window. It's really breezy again. Looks windy. Oh, my bird bath got tipped over. That wasn't from the wind. That was from snoodlers. Raccoons running around. It is not quite, 10 degrees? Yeah, no, it's like 8 degrees right now. 9 degrees, maybe. It would be nice to go outside, but that's not what we're doing. Because today, we got to do some more synth stuff. Because I had an idea last night. And I kind of want to try it. Actually, I had two ideas yesterday. One was an idea for synth. The other was an idea for food. Because what I failed to mention was a couple of days ago, I went back to the Asian market and I bought some of those frozen onion kulcha from the same company that makes the naan that I like. And it turns out they're incredibly delicious. As I was kind of expecting. This company is, they make real food and then they freeze it. They don't engineer food. Okay, I think this tea is ready. And so I got these onion kulcha. I ate two of them. I bought four. I ate two of them and in a day. One kind of early, one later at night. They were so good. But yesterday I had the idea, you know what this would be really good with? Like a hamburger. And I don't mean to eat it on the side. You know, it's not like a bread side dish for eating a hamburger. No. I mean to use onion kulcha as like a hamburger bun. Now this can't be an original idea because there are meat stuffed breads in India. You know, like Kheema Paratha. But I was thinking what you do is cook up a hamburger patty that is basically a semicircle, half a circle, half a disc, if you will. And you cook it up and then you put it on an onion kulcha, fold it over, and you have a half moon kulcha burger. Although kulcha was, I don't think that would be the right word in that case, but it doesn't matter. So last night, I had to go to the post office, drop some stuff in the mail. And so, being as the post office is close to my grocery store, I went to the grocery store and I got some hamburger and some more graham crackers. And it seems like it was something else I got, but I had to get some more of the soda that I've been mixing my drinks with, and came home. Well, after talking to Lexi briefly, she was there, she was working, she was glad to see me. This is the second time I've seen her since the stroke, and she was all happy, and we talked for a while until she had to go help some other customers. And I didn't tell her about my onion kulcha plans because it would have taken too long to explain. But yeah, for the rest of my American listeners, I mean, people across the pond know what onion kulcha is. Onion kulcha is a stuffed bread, a stuffed flatbread. Basically, you take a naan and you stretch it out a little bit, and then you fill it up with a mixture of onions and some herbs and some spices. And you fold it over on itself, you round it out, you slap it into a tandoor, and you take it out about 13 or 14 seconds later. How do I know how to make onion kulcha? Well, I just do. Because I have actually worked in an Indian restaurant, and I worked in the kitchen, and I had to do all the really crappy jobs. Like peel the prawns and bake bread, which doesn't seem all that bad until you've actually seen somebody make naan or any of these breads in a tandoor. Then you'll be shocked as to what that entails. But we're not here to talk about baking breads. We're here to do some synth. Because I had an idea last night that I want to try out, and it's killing me. I just got to do it. I got to do it. Okay, is this stuff on and ready to go? Yep, we got space frogs, and that means we're hot. Let's just get everything ready so we can remind ourselves where we were when we ended yesterday's show. In 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait. Yeah, I turned the bits down. The squelchy bits. Okay, so we got that stuff going. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna change the squelchy bits because this is where I had my great idea. I'm also not liking the bass drum. It's just not standing out enough. So we're gonna have to change that at some point. And I have a feeling that the bass line's gonna get changed. But what we're gonna focus on is this. The guanchity, 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 guanchity. I mean, that's kind of cool, but it's very noisy. Yeah, if we stop the thing going. If you're wearing headphones, you can hear that background noise. That's sine wave noise. That is a bunch of sine wave collision. Low frequency sine wave collision. And that's not so interesting. In fact, it's rather annoying. So I'm going to turn that off. So what was your great idea, Tub? Well, my idea here is instead of having this dorky stuff, and when I say dorky stuff, I mean this modulation. We're just recycling the modulation from the patch from before, that sort of dorky, weird little patch that we worked on for a couple of weeks and just sort of did nothing with. My modulator module is still set for all that stuff, and I want to change that. I want to change it up. And what I want to do is, and this was my great idea, is let's make this all random square waves at different lengths. What I mean is, let's run some clocked square wave LFOs into the various features of the runaway oscillator. This includes the cross modulation, the wave folding, and a function called twist, which I don't know what it really is. I guess I could. Did I ever read the manual? Yeah, I did. We'll do them at all at different lengths, different periods. And what? And then what do we do? And then we run it through a filter that we can also modulate, and we run it through the VCA, which is going to require even more modulation, which we might. And then we take the whole thing, we put it into the sequential switch so that it doesn't play all the time. We only get it every, you know, like four bars or something. So how do we go about doing that? Well, first thing I'm going to do is reach behind me and grab the manual, because apparently you got to push these buttons in the right order, and I didn't think that was all that big of a deal. But where does it tell me how to do this? And yeah, nobody wants to listen to me flip through a manual, so let's just start pushing buttons. That always works. Okay, so for whatever this is, we are going to go, how am I doing this again? We gotta go, we're gonna do one of them in quarter notes. We're gonna do, should we do one in like 16ths? Yeah, we'll set up this one in 16ths, and then for the third one, I want to make it longer. I want to make it be like an entire measure. So we press this, then we press this, and then we press slow, and we assign that to channel 5. Okay, that seems to be set up, so I'm just gonna settle that in there, and we will back this up and let's start our beat and let's see what we get here. All right, turning it up.
Wild.
Listen to that. We've already buried the kick drum. You can barely hear it. All right, let's switch these around. Oh, I like that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let's turn a dial. I kind of like it cleaner like this. That's crazy. What happens if we add more modulation? Let's put an LFO, an unsynced sine wave LFO. No, are these triangles or are these sine waves? Who knows? Let's put this into the balance control. It's a subtle difference. but that LFO is bringing more or less hold on, my brain just died again. It's bringing in more and more oscillators. The higher it gets, then it kind of drops it down again. I'm gonna pull it out. What happens if we put it into the spread? This should vary our pitch a little bit. Or not really. It's giving us some range there. Wow, that really goes low. That really goes low. Okay. Okay, that's awesome and all, but God, listen to that noise. We need to get wacky. We need to get super wacky. So I'm going to do what? We're gonna run the signal into the filter. So let's pull out this and let's plug the output into the VCA. And then we're gonna take a real short cable here. This is a long cable. We need the shorter cable. And we'll take the output of the runaway oscillator and we're going to run it into my filter. And then we're going to take the, should we band pass this or low pass this? Let's low pass it first. And, oh, this cable's not long enough. Yeah, it is. And we're going to plug that into the input of the VCA. And now we got to adjust some stuff, so I'm going to start it all up again. Beautiful. Okay, it's bleeding through the VCA, so I'm going to bring the VCA down until it's almost nothing. All right, now we need to modulate the VCA and the filter. So, what do we want to do here? I don't know. Let's just plug stuff in and see what happens. If we go with this, oh, we could use the function generator to do something weird too. Not so interesting. Less interesting. Let's put it in the weird one. Kind of don't care. Let's not worry about that yet. Well, we have to worry about it because of the way we have this up. I want to do something weird to the filter. What do I want to do weird to the filter? I don't know. We got to go with 16th notes, right? Though, so let's go. What kind of wave do we want here? What do I want? I don't even know. I'm just messing around. So let's go 16ths, and we could just go high. Let's do that. And that'll give us, will it be about the same? I don't know. As it was, let's plug in some cables and we hit start. Yeah. that gives us pretty much what we had to start with. So now let's throw something a little bit different in there. What if we throw in something like this? Okay, that's an idea. Now this means we gotta do something weird with the filter. Let's mess with the filter. Turn in some knobs. Bring the cutoff all the way, or the frequency all the way down, and I'm opening it all the way up, and let's mess with the resonance. Wrong knob tube. Hey, at least it's not feeding back. You know what? I'm thinking let's save the filter for something else. So let's yank these cables. And now let's take this cable and we plug it directly into Mr. Runaway Synthesizer. Wow. I like it. We could also use the function generator, which would get, What to do? Oh, the choices are endless. It's like giving a starving man a menu. What to do? Okay, let's stop it for a second. And I'm also wondering if we can pitch this. Well, let's throw a cable in there and see what happens. Where am I going to get some pitch data from? Well, we got Florian doing stuff. So let's take the output of the second sequencer, and we're going to run it into the pitch. 1 volt per octave input of the runaway oscillator, and we're going to hit go. And bring the bass line in. Doing some gain staging here. Yeah, that works, but because the pitch is so low, we're not getting the exciting wackiness that we were getting. So let's take some recycled pitch data. Let's go into the performance sequencer here. Not into it. Kind of not as great as I... Let's leave it like this. It's much more interesting this way.
awesome.
But we need a better bass drum. Something that rings a little bit. Something that's going to cut through. That might do it. So let's lay this down, clown. And I want to do it a certain way, so this is going to take a little bit longer. I'm going to take the out, and then we're going to... Oh, no, I want to do it this way. Let's do it. This is why you never hire a teenage engineer. And we can return to here, and is the sequencer on? Yes, it is. Okay, so let's record that. And, yeah, I didn't leave the thing on, so... I mean, I didn't turn the rest of the stuff off, so we got to hear all our favorite stuff. And we do a cut here. We lift that out. We change the out. We still got a one-bar kick pattern. And it sounds like this. Okay, that's kind of working for me. Now what do we do? We gotta get the switch rolling. We gotta get some clock going into the sequential switch so we can do what? Oh yeah, we're going to use this sequential switch as another sequencer. So let's unplug from the VCA and we plug that into the in or out of the switch. No, we plug it into one of the channels. And then, wait, what am I trying to do? Yeah, this seems right. And then we got to take the output of the VCA, plug that into the input of Mr. Switch, and now we need some clock. And what clock do we want to use? Let's just use the beginning of thing. Okay, so what does this sound like? All right, we're just going to get beats, and then... So every measure, yeah, since we're using this, what is this division? I can't remember where this clock division is, but it's basically clocking on the measure. So we get one measure of our squanchy squanchy, and then we get three bars of, you know, not. And we can change that just by flipping the switch on the thingy. Okay, this is going somewhere. But you've been listening to the Dubious Synth Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, and this is the end of the line, yes.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes. Thank you.